It was a G.I. Jane jump.
Keep my wife's name out your mouth.
I'm going to.
Okay? Will Smith winning for King Richard. But personally, I thought his best performance in the past year has been being okay with all of his wife's boyfriends.
And you know, there was a big thing all over the internet over the past few days about Will Smith slapping Chris Rock.
This morning, new indications Will Smith may face consequences for slapping Chris Rock at the Oscars.
Oh, wow!
Today, the Board of Governors for the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences is expected to hold an emergency meeting where it will likely decide on whether to punish
some meaningless, stupid award ceremony where they want to get some golden idol handed unto them, some molten image because they are such a great actor or whatever, right? And I don't think anybody gave a rat's tail about this award event until somebody got slapped. That's the only way I even heard about it or even knew what's going on. And I still don't know what it was. I don't know if it was the Grammys or the Oscars or the Academy Awards or what. But it was some kind of an award thing. Some stupid, meaningless Hollywood junk. So anyway, this incident happened. And, you know, it got everybody's attention. And it got everybody talking about it. Because what happened is this one Hollywood comedian is up there and he says something mocking about Will Smith's wife. And Will Smith is also an actor slash rap artist, comedian, whatever he is. And so he says something about this guy's wife in a joke. So then Will Smith gets up out of his seat, goes up there and slaps Chris Rock across the face. And Chris Rock just kind of laughs about it, and then he goes and sits down and yells some stuff from his chair and blah, blah, blah. Now, here's the thing about this. You see people, you know, talking about this and either justifying what Will Smith did and saying, yeah, you know, he's defending his wife and good for him. And then you have other people kind of saying, well, no, he shouldn't get physical, he shouldn't get violent, it's just a joke, blah, blah, blah. But here's the big elephant in the room is that Will Smith's wife is a complete whore who openly talks about sleeping with other men. And Will Smith has gone publicly and said that he's fine with other men sleeping with his wife.
It is not your responsibility to make your wife happy, right? Just like it's not my wife's responsibility to make me happy. It's my responsibility to make me happy, and it's her responsibility to make her happy, and then we're gonna come together and build on that happiness.
Will Smith is continuing to get candid about his marriage to Jada Pinkett Smith. The 53-year-old actor is featured in a new cover story for GQ and discusses the revelations in his upcoming memoir titled Will. The Philadelphia native reveals that Jada was not the only one engaging in other relationships outside of their marriage. He explains, quote, "We have given each other trust and freedom with the belief that everybody has to find their own way. And marriage for us can't be a prison. And I don't suggest our road for anybody. I don't suggest this road for anybody. But the experiences and the freedoms that we've given one another and the unconditional support, to me, is the highest definition of love.
Anything that I need to make myself happy, I will present that to my wife that I need that to be happy. Divorce is not an option. We're gonna be together. So we're gonna figure out how to be happy."
The Independence Day star also touches on his fantasies involving other women and candidly discusses working with an intimacy coach. Will's greatest desire in the world? To have a harem of girlfriends. Will explains to the mag in part, quote, "Jada never believed in conventional marriage.
I actually sat down with Will and had a conversation. He gave me his blessing. I totally gave myself to that relationship for years of my life."
As for why Will and Jada publicly reacted to August's comments about his relationship with Jada, to protect themselves.
So how about that? So before you young people, and you say, well, why bring this up? I'll tell you why I bring it up. Because I don't want young people in our church idolizing the whores and whoremongers of Hollywood. And thinking, oh, that's so cool that Will Smith did that. My hero. I'm so glad that he slapped someone. He really must love his wife to protect his wife. Let me tell you something. If he loved his wife, he wouldn't be pimping her out to other dudes. How is that protecting your wife when you're getting up and saying, yeah, other men lay with my wife and it's fine? What a loser. You're the biggest beta male wimp sissy if you're just allowing your wife to be with other dudes. You have no business to be lifted up as, oh, this guy, he had the guts to get up there and slap. First of all, the whole thing's probably staged anyway. Let me just explain something to you. They're actors. Two actors. They do this for a living. They are experts at making things look real. I mean, look, you know, if you've ever seen a movie in your life, you know that when they punch somebody, it really looks like they're getting punched. Right? You know, gone are the days of where it's like, you know, it's real obvious that they're kind of like, you know. It looks pretty real, doesn't it? You know, they're experts. So guess what? They're probably just staging it because they're not relevant anymore. So they're trying to just be in the news, because I guarantee you now everybody's probably listening to more Will Smith music than they've ever listened to. They're probably watching more Chris Rock movies and watching more Will Smith movies and whatever, because there's no such thing as bad publicity. So it's probably just a stunt that where they both benefit. They both agreed on it. They're a couple of actors or whatever. But I don't care if it's real. I don't care if it's fake. Hey, I'm not impressed by Will Smith as a man. Okay? If you're letting your wife be with other dudes, I'm not impressed with you as a man. And so you young people, don't fall into the trap of thinking that Will Smith is cool. Or that Chris Rock is cool. Or whatever. Folks, these are not your role models. That's why I bring it up. You know what's funny is that bald broad. And you say, oh, you shouldn't make fun of her for being bald. She has a disease. No, she doesn't. It's a lie. Just like everything that these people say is a lie. I have a friend who has that disease that she claims she has, alopecia, and he said, hey, I'm an expert on this disease. I've had it for 10 years or whatever, and she doesn't have it because this guy, his hair fell out. And guess what? He doesn't have this 5 o'clock shadow all over his head of every single hair follicle, and he has no eyebrows. He has no eyelashes, and there's no follicles there. It's just gone. Okay, so I know somebody who has this, and he said, believe me, I know about this. And you look at pictures of her and she's got this 5 o'clock shadow. That's called shaving your head is what that's called. You know, and hey, if it's a shame for a woman not to be covered, let her also be shorn. You know, if you're going to have short hair, you might as well go for the buzz cut. But honestly, you know, women are supposed to have long hair. Men are supposed to have short hair. But supposedly, you know, oh, it all fell out because I have alopecia. Well, my buddy who has alopecia said no. You know, I'm not claiming to be an expert on the disease, but he said, no way, and that's my understanding of it. But what's funny is that Baldilocks had actually contacted our church in 2019, or her producer, Olga Arana, who was producing her Red Table Talk show, contacted us on her behalf, okay? So I got the email here. This is from September 10th, 2019. My name is Olga Arana. I am clearance producer for the Facebook series Red Table Talk, hosted by Jada Pinkett Smith. Her 17-year-old daughter, Willow, a leading voice for her generation, and blah, 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 telling about the show. Our upcoming episode talks about transgenders. We're getting different pastors' views and perspectives on being transgender. And we want to use the following speech of Pastor Anderson, and basically as a YouTube link. We clicked on the link, but, the channel's been deleted, so we couldn't figure out exactly which sermon they wanted to play at the time. But basically, they gave a quote of what they wanted to use, so I'll read it for you. Look, I have nothing but hate when I see a man dressed up as a woman who has mutilated his body to become a woman and saying, hey, look at me, everybody. Look at me, kids. Right? Some guy who mutilated his body and dressed up like a woman. So I'm just ripping on transvestites, whatever. So she sent us over like a release form. So we filled out paperwork and signed a release and said, yeah, sure, you may use that on your show. Here you go. Put this in your pipe and smoke it. So, of course, because here's the thing. Anytime anyone asks us for permission to use clips from my preaching, I told Brother Segura, don't even ask me. Just sign it. Just agree to it. It's always yes. Yes, yes, yes. Do whatever you want with it. You know, have fun. But let me tell you something. So here we have these people who've openly talked about and bragged about the fact that they commit adultery, that his wife is just an adulteress and she's allowed to be an adulteress and whatever. And then they have two kids. They're both sodomites. Willow is a sodomite.
Willow and Jada Pinkett Smith are bringing another candid topic to the red table, this time opening up about their sexualities and admitting they're both sexually attracted to women.
I've had two times I've been like infatuated with a woman,
as she admitted that these feelings of infatuation she had were early on in her 20s. Willow went on to say that she could definitely see herself being in a relationship with both a man and a woman simultaneously, adding, "I feel like I could be polyfidelitous with those two people." As always, Jada appeared to be extremely proud of her daughter for always speaking her truth and never being afraid to discuss these sometimes difficult topics that many other men and women may also relate to.
And then the males, what's the dude's name? Jaden? Okay, so Jada and Jaden. So Jaden's a sodomite.
Things in the Smith family, as in Will Smith, have always been curious, not the least of which is because over the last 2 years, a bunch of things have happened that have left fans a bit stunned. There was the admitted affair that Jada Pinkett Smith had on Will that they revealed on her show, and for Jaden Smith, he's often come under fire for things he's done or said, including him stating that he has a boyfriend via Tyler, the Creator.
Norwegian girls.
Pretty.
Yeah, they all got this look. Yeah, but I'm in a dude, so.
Jaden's a sodomite, the girl's a sodomite, and they're making a TV show promoting transvestites. Because I wonder if they're playing my clip like, hey, we found some preaching that we like. Do you think that's what they're doing? No, they're playing a clip from me to talk about, oh, can you believe this guy? Can you believe how mean he is? Can you believe the stuff that Christians are saying? Isn't it so terrible how hateful they are? And what's so funny is that they actually say, our goal is to highlight some of the differences between, you know, pastors' views. And we by no means are siding with any opinion. Who believes that? Who believes here that they are playing my clip screaming about how I hate transvestites because I don't want my kids to see the grossness? Okay. Who here thinks that they're playing that because they think that's a valid viewpoint and they're not taking a side? They just kind of want to put that out there for the viewer. Now look, why, if they would have just said, Pastor Anderson, we hate your ever-loving guts. Can we use your clip? I'd just be like, sure. So why do they lie about it? Like, they must think I'm stupid. They must think I'm stupid, like, hey, let's tell Pastor Anderson that we're not taking a side. Maybe then he'll let us use the clip. I'm just like, use it. Use it, you bald idiot. And look, I understand that some people do have a disease where their hair falls out. I get that. Now look, if I were a woman and I had a disease and my hair fell out, you know, I would just put on a wig. How about that? You know what I mean? And you know, if you're a dude and your hair falls out, hey, that's it. But guess what? That's not even the case. Because, you know, didn't you tell me that she dyed her hair like 6 million ways to Sunday over the years? And so probably she just nuked her hair so bad. Her hair's probably just so trashed. You know, she didn't use enough Pantene Pro V on it or something. And so she probably just had to shave it off because her hair probably just died from all the chemicals. That's probably what really happened, but it's not alopecia, okay? But I don't care if she has alopecia or not. She's a whore. That's the problem. She's an adulteress. And not only is she an adulteress, it's bad enough to be an adulteress, but she's an adulteress who goes on TV and says, hey, and by the way, I didn't even tell you this, Brother Segura, because I went on, after we talked, I went on Facebook to the TV show because I was trying to find the episode where my clip got used. And I saw another episode that was promoting the open marriage, they call it. And it's like, hey, is polyamory right for you? And you know, so this is like, they're like evangelizing this junk. And then I'm supposed to be like, hey, good on Will Smith for defending his wife, you know? Yeah, that's what a real man does when somebody talks smack about his wife. Look, folks, if you're looking for a role model, look elsewhere than Hollywood. Amen. You know, you're looking for a man who stands up for his wife, it ain't Will Smith, okay? All right, back to our normally scheduled sermon here. But anyway, you know, that was on my mind from seeing it all over the internet everywhere. And then I'm reading my Bible in Ezekiel chapter 33, and there it is. You defile everyone, his neighbor's wife, and shall ye possess the land? Are you going to be blessed, America, when this is your role model, when you're defiling women that are married women, and it's wicked, it's adultery, etc.? Thus saith the Lord God, as I live, surely they that are in the waste shall fall by the sword, and him that is in the open field will I give to the beast to be devoured, and they that be in the forts and in the caves shall die of the pestilence, for I will lay the land most desolate, and the pomp of her strength shall cease. And that's what these award ceremonies are. They're pomp. Pomp. Roll out the red carpet and pose for the photos in the fancy, expensive dresses. And look, you don't need to be buying that magazine about all these people, People Magazine. Or what? Magazines probably aren't even a thing anymore. But it's probably like, what, a blog now or a TV show or a website? So where do people go to just follow celebrity gossip right now? Twitter? Yeah, they're following celebrities on Twitter, and they're following every twist and turn of their personal lives. You know, let me just say this fan culture where you're vicariously trying to live your life through other people. Why don't you live your own life? Why don't you have some of your own achievements and actually have your own relationships and your own friends and your own life instead of trying to vicariously live through others? But it's even worse when you're trying to vicariously live through these really sordid people. You know, you should, you know, if you want to have role models, pick godly Christians, godly men and women that are actually good, decent, normal people. Yeah, but they're not famous. They're not celebrities. Who cares? Celebrities mean nothing to God. God's not a respecter of persons. We shouldn't be a respecter of persons. I wouldn't give you 5 cents for these celebrities. You know, I wouldn't even walk across the street to, you know, if Jada, Pinko, whatever, were over across the street, I wouldn't even walk over and say hi. I wouldn't even rub over there to rub her bald head, okay, to feel all the stubble. I wouldn't even, it's not even, why? I don't give a, oh, it's Will Smith, let's go get our picture taken. It's like, no, I'm not interested. You know, I hang around with real men whose wife is only for them. They're the only one who actually lays with their wife. That's the kind of guys I hang around with. Guys who actually have a monopoly on their own wife and don't just allow her to just be the town bike or whatever, okay? But, beloved, verse 28, the pomp of her strength shall cease, and the mountains of Israel shall be desolate, that none shall pass through. Then shall they know that I am the Lord, when I have laid the land most desolate, because of all the abominations, of all their abominations which they have committed. So why is he making it desolate? Because of the abominations. So it's stuff like that. It's the polyamory and the open marriage and the adultery and the abortion and the stealing and murder. That's the stuff that brings down God's wrath upon a nation. And so we don't want to support that. Because look, if we love America, we don't want to see America destroyed. Then guess what? We shouldn't be promoting Will Smith. Because Will Smith is part of the problem. He's not part of the solution. And, you know, another reason that I bring this up is because Will Smith is one that probably appeals to a lot of Christians, because it's my understanding, I've never listened to his music, but it's my understanding that his music and his movies are relatively clean, and that he's kind of, isn't that kind of his thing? Like, he's kind of putting out something that's relatively clean, because he's not a gangster rapper or whatever. And Brother Segura was telling me, he's my hip-hop expert. No, I'm just kidding. we need one on staff to enlighten me on these things, to debrief me on these things. But basically, apparently he got an award, and he said, I didn't shoot anybody, and I didn't talk bad about anybody, and I still, here I am getting this award. You know, so he has sought to have cleaner, because I'm not saying it's clean. I don't know. He doesn't cuss in his music. You know, I'd rather hang around with a guy who cusses whose wife isn't with other dudes. Amen. Amen? You know, I mean, I'm just saying, like, oh, you don't cuss, great, except you're promoting adultery openly. It's like, dude, get the beam out of your eye. What in the world? But he, you know, his music, it doesn't have the advisory label. He's not cussing in his music, is relatively clean and wholesome. But here's what it goes to show you, is that even when Hollywood has something wholesome, it's pretty sordid, isn't it? It ends up being dirty stuff underneath the veneer, underneath the facade. And so I just want to make sure that our Christian young people don't get sucked into this. And this is why I'm kind of just constantly ringing this bell in my preaching of just like ripping on celebrities and Hollywood people and musicians, because I just don't want them to get enamored by all the glitz and glam and pomp of that world and start to think, I want to be in that world. You know, maybe I can go into modeling or whatever, or maybe I can, you know, go into acting, or maybe I can become a pop star, or maybe I can be, you know, a dancer on stage. I can be dancing in the next Will Smith video, or because it'll be so clean and whatever. But you know what? Just stay away from that world is what I would advise you, and just say, you know what? You don't want to be those people. You don't want to be around those people. Why don't you just live a normal life with people that are down-to-earth normal people? We don't need to be celebrities ourselves, and we don't need to hang around celebrities. You know, why does the world need to glorify us? You know, who cares? You know, I don't need the world to validate me and give me an award and hand me a molten image to tell me that what I'm preaching is correct. Or that, you know, and the best preacher award, or, you know, the best soul winner award goes to the McPhails, or, you know, whatever. But the point is, you know, they win every year. But the point is, you know, I don't need to be validated by the world. And you know what? I'm not going to get excited because the world validated somebody. Oh, well, I mean, yeah, this is our guy. God bless America. Folks, we need to kind of have our own ideas about what success looks like as Christians. And it's not a fancy car. It's not a fancy house. It's not a bald wife in a fancy expensive dress. What it ought to be is, you know, it should be a godly Christian life that's, you know, where we're going to church, where we're reading our Bibles, we're raising our kids in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. And you know what success looks like? It looks like getting married and staying married for decades to the same person. You know, and no matter what happens, through thick and thin, you stay with that person. And even if their hair falls out, you stay with them, but it's only you that's with them and not other dudes, okay? You stay with them through thick and thin, for better, for worse, till death do us part. That's what success looks like. Success is staying married for decades. Success is going to church, reading your Bible, loving the Lord. Success is not, oh, you have fancy clothes, you're famous, you're a social media influencer or whatever, okay? That's not success. Success is what God says success is. God says if you have the word of God in your mouth, God will make your way prosperous and you will have good success. Okay, so don't get sucked into what the world considers the successful people, right? We want to make sure that we look at them and, you know, our only attitude should be either to be disgusted by them or to just feel sorry for them or to just think to ourselves, man, I'm glad I'm not them. But we should not look at them and be like, oh, man, it must be so awesome to be Will Smith. It's so awesome to be, oh, man, I just wish I were married to, you know, girls could say like, oh, I just wish I were married to Will Smith. He's such a dream or whatever, such a dreamboat. All right, he's the biggest loser ever.
Yeah. It was a G.I. Jane joke.
Keep my wife's name out your mouth.
I'm going to.
But Will Smith, I don't know anything about this, but I read about it today, had just done a bunch of interviews talking about infidelity, his wife's, talking about stuff like no normal person would ever talk about in public. So he's willing to do that, but someone makes a hair joke.